it's a revolutionary movement.
Sky Roosevelt Morris lives here in Denver, but just got back from the protest camps in North Dakota.
It's starting a wildfire across the world, not even just the country anymore. It's going across the world, and so it's just a really big blessing.
The protests started because the Standing Rock Sioux are concerned that a leak from the pipeline could contaminate their drinking water, and that construction is already harming sacred sites near the reservation. But in Denver, people are protesting for many reasons. Over 100 people pack into the Four Winds American Indian Council, a cozy church with big stained glass windows on a leafy street south of downtown Denver. Some hold signs saying, "Break free from fossil fuels." But Derek Brown is not one of them.
You know, I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for fossil fuel. You know, I drove here.
For Brown, this is not a fight about oil. He's Navajo, and the way he sees it, this is about tribal sovereignty.
We don't have a seat at the table of negotiations. You know, we have to make a stand, you know, that we are still here. You know, we still exist.
Outside the church, tell me about your sign.
This sign says, "Keep our water blue," on one side.
Mark Heflinger works for a political advocacy group called Bold Alliance that's fought for other pipelines like Keystone XL. This is a recycled sign left over from another fight.
And on the back says, "Stop the Trans-Canada Pipeline."
Heflinger says their anti-pipeline movement has been successful because...
I mean, you know, people come at it from so many different angles.
Whether that's climate change, fracking fears, water issues, or tribal sovereignty. Bernie Sanders came at the pipeline from his usual angle, talking about corporate greed, when he addressed a crowd in Washington, D.C. on Tuesday.
We cannot allow our drinking water to be poisoned so that a handful of fossil fuel companies can make even more in profits.
Clearly, there are many reasons why people oppose the Dakota Access Pipeline.
But on the ground in North Dakota, the various reasons for people's protests center around a common goal, perseverance. I'm Amy Sisk, Inside Energy's North Dakota reporter. Where the protests began on the remote prairie, people converge around a smoky central fire to hear singers and speakers. Most of them are Native American, from tribes all over the country. Last week, the Obama administration halted construction on key sections of the pipeline. But the demonstrators did not waste time celebrating that early victory. On Tuesday, 22 people were arrested for trespassing at a pipeline site in the western part of the state, far from the original protest area near the Missouri River. Some of the protesters bound themselves to construction equipment, shutting down work. Nicholas Wagner of the Yaqui tribe says demonstrators need to fight until they've won.
It's so important. It's so important for people to be here, not to leave.
There's already a chill in the air and a strong wind, but many protesters are undeterred. They say they will stay through the winter. Take the makeshift school, several tents for now. Teacher Lee Knott says the school may winterize teepees or build a traditional earth lodge for insulation.
Because people have lived here traditionally enduring the winter for a long time, so we want to try and orient towards that.
But staying till the end, it's not that simple for everyone. Cyrus Norcross of the Navajo Nation has been helping out at the camp's medical tent.
I'd rather stay here the whole time until it ends, actually, because it's just the vibe here is extraordinary.
But he's in college, and he has one pressing obligation he just can't ignore.
It's a history test, so I gotta go back to school.
Like the protesters around him and around the world, he's hoping the momentum that's built in recent weeks allows this fight to end sooner rather than later and on their side. For Inside Energy, I'm Amy Sisk.